Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Over the weekend, I listened to a podcast that Joe Rogan did with Elon Musk, and it was absolutely incredible. If you haven't listened to this thing, you should. Just to hear what a brilliant mind Elon Musk is and how, I mean, this guy's incredible. The things that he's doing in life and you know, finding ways to solve all kinds of problems, right? Whether it be reduction in fossil fuels by perfecting battery technology, building electric cars, you know, goal of colonizing Mars. He's got so many things going on. I mean, he's got a solution to cure traffic in LA and potentially traffic all over the world. I mean, this guy is absolutely brilliant. He thinks differently than the rest of us. And it's not that he just has a great mind. It's that he's clearly good at the execution piece. And that's really the thing that struck me. There's a lot of people that may have great ideas, but don't necessarily do anything about them. The beauty of Musk is he actually gets off his butt and does things to make them happen. And he figures out ways to solve problems. And he doesn't just sit back and wait for someone else to do it. He's actually doing it himself. And that was what was intriguing, just his ability to get things done that way. The other thing I loved about the interview is he had a quote. He said he'd rather be optimistic and wrong than pessimistic and right. And I think that's another interesting point in terms of how we think of things. You know, if you can be optimistic, your life is better. You're a happier person. You're more fun to be around. You know, why not take the opportunity to be optimistic given the choice of being positive or negative? And even if you're pessimistic and right, who wants to be that person? And pessimists never call themselves pessimists, incidentally. They're always realists. So if you're calling yourself a realist, you may just be in that pessimistic camp. Or you're that person that plays the devil's advocate, you may just be that pessimist you think you're not. So the key here is find those opportunities to be optimistic in your life. See if you can see the good thing and look for the good thing. You know, and remember, you know, what we focus in our lives, we see more of. It's like when you're buying a car. If you focus on the kind of car you're having because you're doing research on a particular car, let's say you're buying an Audi A6 and you're just focused on Audi A6s out there, you're going to see more of them on the road and you're going to hear more commercials for them because you're tuned into it. And it's the same thing with optimism. If you're looking at the bright side of things, you're going to see more of that in your life. That's just going to show up. And if you're a pessimist and you're looking more at the negative side of life, then that's just going to show up for you because that's what you're tuned into and that's what you're attracting. It's not too dissimilar from the car example we talked about. So I really think this is something we can all do better at. It's just this concept of being optimistic. And again, even if you're wrong and optimistic, I still think it's better than being pessimistic and right. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. If you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be kind enough for us to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, first thing I'd suggest to you is go out and find that podcast that Joe Rogan did last week with Elon Musk and listen to it because it is absolutely amazing. And so that would be step one. And then, you know, listen to some of the things that he says. Right? You get number one, it's just the observation that this guy gets things done. A lot of people talk about things. He gets things done. And just question yourself. How good are you at that execution piece of things? You know, are you talking about things or actually following through and getting them done? And then the other message that the other thing I got out of that podcast was just the quote, I'd rather be optimistic and wrong than pessimistic and right. And think about your own life in that regard too. You know, are you that realist that's being the devil's advocate or are you looking at the bright side of things more often than not? And by doing that, you're going to attract more of that into your life.